question here from Jerry in Bury St Edmunds, and he wants to know if there are treatments for womb cancer.
Yes, there are. And this is endometrial cancer. It's not that common, but common enough that it's a major problem. Obviously, it only affects women because men don't have a uterus. The common associations are it tends to be in people who've been exposed to certain hormones in life. It's also linked to certain types of breast cancer that are genetic, and it's also linked to people that are carrying a bit too much weight. So all those things are risk factors for endometrial cancer. The sign that it might be going to happen is that people can develop bleeding when they shouldn't be bleeding. So in other words, when they're postmenopausal or intermenstrually. So that's a sign there might be something wrong. So you should always get that investigated. In terms of dealing with it, there are a number of approaches. One of them is surgery. If you remove the organ, then that prevents the cancer from, or takes the cancer out of the body. The other way to do it is sometimes used in addition to a subsequent surgical treatment, which is that you can use radiation. So you can put these sort of, they're like pods, if you like, into the vagina, and they contain a radioactive source which is put up close to where the uterus is, and the radiation comes out, goes into the cancerous cells and damages them, and then you can kill the cancer that way, and then you withdraw the whole apparatus, and this is a way of preventing it. So there's a number of different treatments, and there's also people investigating various hormonal treatments as well, but I don't know of any clinical trials that are doing that at the moment.
I hope that helps answer your question, Jerry.